This is Weekend Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Every 3 seconds, someone in America needs blood, and the need is even higher during the summer months, and especially over the upcoming 4th of July holiday weekend. Andrea Hawkins is the donor recruitment coordinator for North Colorado Medical Center in Greeley. They provide all the blood that's used at NCMC, as well as McKee Medical Center in Loveland, Sterling Regional Hospital, and East Morgan County. So, Andrea, what is it about the 4th of July that pushes the need so much higher?
You know, unfortunately, during the 4th of July, there are so many people who are out enjoying activities that it increases the number of unfortunate accidents and trauma victims and burn victims. Our cancer patients are our number one users of our blood products. But during the 4th of July holiday, there's such an increase in those types of other tragedies that we really do need to have a higher inventory ready to go for the 4th of July weekend.
And Jenny Henderson is here in the studio as well. Now, you're an advocate for donating, and you're also a longtime donor yourself.
I have been donating since I was about 17. I'm originally from Fargo, North Dakota, and my dad and I used to go in regularly, and we would kind of make it our little special time. My mom doesn't donate, but my dad and I do, and it's always just kind of a unique experience.
Yeah, that's an interesting kind of a bonding.
Yeah, thing. You know, and we're both athletic and, you know, kind of competitive minded, and we actually race when we're in there. Like, we have the people, like, you know, I guess poke us at the same time, and we try pump our blood faster than us. Like, we might be weird, but hey, you know, you got to make it fun, and it's not all bad. So it's great. We have a good time doing it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Sounds like it. A lot of people do have a story about why they give. Is there something, you know, other than just you and your dad racing each other?
Right. Well, we were donating together prior to, but he had a total hip replacement and had complications during the surgery, ended up in ICU and needing 7 units of blood. And so without those 7 units of blood, you know, throughout his time in ICU, my dad probably wouldn't be here. And so donating now is a little bit more special and near dear to my heart.
Well, let me come back to you, Andrea. Now, as the donor recruitment coordinator for NCMC, given that a lot of the need is because of emergencies, how do you plan to have enough supply on hand at any given time?
We really do need 50 donors every day to keep up with the demand that we have. And right now we're averaging about 42. So I've got a little bit more work to do on my end to get us up to that 50. And just to prove that we need each of those units, only 0.02% of the blood that we collected last year in 2010 was destroyed and not used.
So you target based on the need, how many donors you need
right
per day.
We're very sensitive to the time that donors come in. We want them to know that their product, their blood, their life-saving liquid red gold will be used in patient care.
And you can be a part of this life-saving effort by signing up for the KUNC and United Way of Weld County Blood Drive this coming Thursday, June 30th, at the KUNC studios in Greeley. You can find details and make an appointment to donate at our website, kunc.org. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.